Go.
Sorry. What is like what's is that financed or is it owned?
No, matter of fact, I just paid it off today. I
Okay.
mean, my sister loaned me the money. I bought it outright, and I'm paying her back today. So, no,
Oh.
it's moved on.
So with your GEICO policy, do you have coverage on it? Like if it was hit, that they would repair it?
Let me look, see if I can get the app to pull up. Is it
And what
there?
would you say is the value of it?
Cost $6,500. Where the hell is this stupid guy go at? You just stand there and look at me, you fucking gecko. Open up. Was so weird. See if I can pull up an email with my coverages in there or something. Back code.
Comprehensive is required on vehicle type that is non-self-propelled. Jeez. It's forced me to put. I'll call them. Again, they're new, so I'm always learning. Comp can't be what. Oh, wait.
Okay, now it's pulling up here. Let's see.
So, yeah, let's check the deductibles.
Must be the wrong fucking account. How is that possible?
Do you not see it?
I was pulling up the wrong.
So here's how it works. If you don't want comp and collision, you don't have to rate the trailer because the trailer is just attached to your vehicle. And any, like if it came off your car and flew across the highway and hit another vehicle, your liability would cover that. If you don't want, if it doesn't have comp and collision and you just don't list it, and I mean, there's basically no coverage. But if you have comp and collision and somebody steals it or crashes into it, so it really boils down to if you want it to be fixed. But $6,500, I know that's not, I mean, it's big, but it's not like, I guess that's probably worth full coverage.
Yeah, it's brand new. I got it brand new. What the fuck? How come I can't get into this stupid thing? There we go. See, they did a binder with it.
Okay.
It has comprehensive and collision $500 deductible each. That's what they sent for the trailer, it looks like.
Does it say anything else, like the value of the trailer?
Well, hold on. It does not say the value on this thing.
So it's probably just actual cash value.
And this is just verification of coverage. But this is kind of like a thing, I guess.
So are you able to download like a deck, like your declaration page or anything like that?
I'm trying to log into the site. I'm going through my old emails to see if I can, because it's trying to pull up an old account, and I don't remember what my stupid login was. Oh, I got the policy number right there.
Yeah, I can't get that trailer to pull up whatsoever, so I'd love to see the document.
Login. Policy number. Okay, here we go. Vehicles, manage policy, cars, support claim payment options, lighting. All right, for the trailer, it says, coverage, there we go. All right. Okay, what do you want to see here?
What is it? What do you see? Just tell me what you see.
This is the coverage. This is vehicle premium, 2021 Ram 1500, 12, 2468, 204, 11 a month. The trailer is 117, 23, 1954 a month. Total premium $1,341.91 every 6 months. Bodily injury liability $25,000 to $50,000. Property damage $50,000.
When do you see for deductibles on your truck?
Deductibles for the truck, looks like.
What's that?
I had $1,000 deductibles on the
$1,000?
Truck.
$1,000? Okay, cool. And then it's $500 on the trailer?
$500 on the trail, yeah.
Any rental car or roadside assistance on that policy?
There is. It says emergency road service. I accept this coverage. Rental reimbursement, $50 a day, $1,500. Medic, mechanical breakdown insurance, $250. That's all on the truck.
All right, so there is roadside and there is rental car, right?
Yeah.
All right, good. So I'm glad we caught all that. All right, so give me a little bit of to go get back in there and change all the numbers and see if things still match up, okay? So you're paying about $223.50 a month for both. Does that sound about right?
Yep.
All right, perfect. All right, that's what we needed, man.
$226.90.
$226.90?
Yep.
All right, perfect. All right, I'll be in touch.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.